Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So a real fortunate day today. Again, as you can see, this handsome young man over there, Mr. Sean Morgan, is with us today. So this is what we're going to talk about. So you're going to see us wanting to do this because life's got to get better for everybody, right? And I know everybody's reaching out for that. And so there are ways out there, regardless of what you think's going on, there are solutions, and Sean's here to help us with that. A lot of us, including ourselves, have really, really trying to wrap our head around the crypto world, right?
It's been a while,
but really try to find someone who can break it down to us at that level that it just, you know, we all do it. Sean, you know, you've seen it all, man. And it's like, you know, we all get to the point of like, you know, what are they saying? What are they trying to say?
Oh, yeah. It's super complicated. I mean,
so overwhelming.
It's taken humanity until, you know, about 10 years ago to even figure out how to create this type of system. So it's at the very cutting edge of cryptography and computer science.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And, you know, so you all know Sean's style on his reporting when he comes on the show. Like, he breaks it down better than, in my opinion, you know, he breaks it down the way anybody. It needs to be better than anybody I know, right? So we've asked him to do the same on cryptocurrency. So why Sean for cryptocurrency? He's got a great background on this, yeah?
Yes, I don't even know hardly any of your financial background when it comes to Bitcoin. So Sean, help people to understand, because you really are an expert. Why? How did you get to that point? And tell us about your past Bitcoin and cryptocurrency history.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a family where finances was not taught, and we suffered a lot because of that. So I decided, we kind of made it my mission that I really wanted to focus on that. So after getting a bachelor's degree, I went into an MBA program. And then I got kind of disillusioned, you know, and decided to switch gears, and I went into social work for 3 years. Because, you know, I've got both sides to myself.
That's a gear switch.
I've got the intellectual and the entrepreneurial side of myself. I also got the compassionate spiritual side, and they don't have to conflict. You know, it's actually great to mix them together.
Exactly.
So I decided to get back into business after working in social work and education. And I just realized that this technology of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, decentralized technology is just so important for humanity. And that's what I realized. I was just researching and reading about it. Someone had paid me in Bitcoin for a freelance job, and that's how I really started getting into it. And I started writing articles about all of the implications for humanity in the future, because it's not just Bitcoin and crypto, it's all these converging types of technologies like virtual reality and machine learning and artificial intelligence and all these different things that can actually work together. And it can be scary, and it can be a negative path for humanity if we don't manage it and figure it out. But the cool thing about crypto is that it's decentralized, or it's supposed to be, no central authority. And the problem with the beast system in the modern day is that you have these centralized sources, like in big tech, who controls all the data? It's just about five companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, et cetera. So they're controlling everything. They're surveilling everything. It's not good for humanity. Then the money side, you've got the banks. You've got the central banks, Federal Reserve System. You've got the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements. These are all centralized sources that have been really acting like parasites to humanity. They've been stealing our energy. And they've been doing it through two ways that I'll mention. One way is taxation. And then the other way is inflation. So, you know, they get those money printers going, they create more currency, and then the value of the currency goes down. And we might not notice it because maybe it's only 2% a year or something like that. But over, you know, the last 50 years or so, the value of the dollar has gone down like 99%. So we've been robbed, you know, over the generations. We don't necessarily notice it because the cost of technology came down and we can have some nice gadgets and everything. But it used to be in our grandparents' generation that one person could have an income to support a whole family. And now it seems like you have two parents working and it's still not enough for a very small family, and the families used to be bigger. So they've been stealing our energy, stealing our money, and it's because of centralization. And then the solution was created around 10 years ago. An anonymous person calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto invented Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency. And to this day, it's the most valuable and the most decentralized cryptocurrency in the world. It's worth $1 trillion worldwide. So it's, if you look at all of the different currencies in the world, like the US dollar and the Swiss franc and the euro and all these things, Bitcoin is up there in the top 10 list of the most valuable currencies in the entire world. So it's really gaining traction. There are literally millions of users around the world using it. And it's the money of the internet. You know, it's like PayPal without having a PayPal executive that can censor you and debank you and deplatform you, because there's no one controlling Bitcoin. It's just a decentralized software service.
You know, Sean, you just mentioned about inflation, and before, yeah, you're right. We really didn't notice it that much. It didn't, you know, you didn't really feel it. And the technology pieces have come down, but now today, literally as we're sitting here right now, I don't know about you, but I feel the inflation.
Yeah, it's accelerated at a crazy rate. You know, it used to be officially 2% a year, and now it's getting to be officially 6 to 10%. But the reality is the government doesn't calculate inflation very well. And so the real inflation rate in the United States is around 15-20%, depending on who you are, what your lifestyle is, and what you buy and everything. I forgot to mention about my background. So after writing about cryptocurrency, I became a marketing manager and a business developer for a Chinese cryptocurrency company. I was living in China at the time. And then when I moved to Brazil, I started working for an American cryptocurrency company called Chronologic. And I worked for them for a year. Then I stopped working for them and I started my own cryptocurrency learning application, one of the first in the world that's multilingual, called CoinU. And I took all of that content and it was offering for free, and I took it and I put it on you guys' website, Ascended Masters, and created a very low cost beginner's course that has everything you need to learn about cryptocurrency. I'm sure we're going to describe that in the future of this interview, but that's my journey in the crypto industry, from MBA program to social work to writing about it to working in China and working as a marketing person for crypto companies to creating my own crypto course.
I can, honestly, Sean, I can't think of a better person fill this shoe than you.
Yeah.
Because you have the financial background, you have the education, but you have the innate ability to be able to take very, very complex issues and break it down for the everyday human.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that you do that for us. I mean, to be able to just shoot, get right to the point on this stuff, no fluff, and here's what it is. So I want to clear up a misconception with people, and this is the other reason I wanted to bring you on here from a personal point of view, is I don't think everybody's heard that, oh man, I know someone told me about Bitcoin 10 years ago when it was only whatever, $25 or pennies, whatever like that. I don't think those opportunities have passed us from a personal level at all. If anything, I think it's just the beginning, and it has been an indicator that keeps slapping us like this and say, wake up. So I think it's really important that we take a look at it, because if you're looking for, you know, disclaimer, this is not financial advice, but if you are looking for that shot there, we're business people, and we research different things, and I just can't think of a better way that just gives you that shot in the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The cool thing is it can protect, it's kind of like silver and gold, where it can protect your wealth. You can keep it private. You can keep it, make sure that inflation, remember, they keep printing the US dollars and stuff. So you've got that inflation wearing away. Whereas with Bitcoin, it's the opposite of inflation. It's deflationary, because you've got 21 million Bitcoins that are limited in the software of Bitcoin. There can never, ever be more than 21 million Bitcoins ever created. And so there are more than 21 million millionaires in the world. So literally, if every millionaire in the world wanted to have one Bitcoin, they couldn't do it. It's so scarce. And so that's why Bitcoin keeps going up in value instead of going down in value. Sure, there are roller coaster rides in between. It's a volatile asset, and there's a lot of trading back and forth that make it go up and down. But in the long term, in the last 10 years, there has literally been no better performing asset for wealth creation than Bitcoin.
That is true. You can't deny that.
You can't.
So this is the philosophy people, though, or the thought pattern, I should say, a lot of people have, Sean, is it's gone so far through the roof. How on earth can I, first of all, I can never afford $51,000. And then even if I can buy it in fractions, is it really still worth it to buy it in fractions?
It is worth it. When you buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, when you do that first transaction where you're buying Bitcoin for the first time, you're paying a transaction fee that's anywhere between 50 cents and $3 right now. So it's not a big deal. To buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, you pay a transaction fee, just like you pay a transaction fee when you use a credit card or you whatever. So it's comparable. I've never owned a whole Bitcoin. I wish I did, because just 2 years ago, I could have bought a Bitcoin for $5,000 and now it's worth over $55,000. I really wish I would have. I didn't have $5,000 a couple of years ago. I was having my wife and I were having a baby, and we just, you know how that is when you're growing a family, you don't have any extra money around. I'm totally with you here that it's not over for the growth of Bitcoin. It is a $1 trillion asset, which means there are limits to the growth. You know, you can't have it go 100 or a million times higher than what it is now.
Right.
But in the next couple of years, it could easily go up by 10 times.
So you talk about things like, or we hear about things, I should say, Sean, called altcoins, like, and literally, yes. I believe that means, if I'm not mistaken, alternative coins. Is that what that's
referring
to? Okay. So then you hear these alternative coins, that these different names that come out, and people are hearing them everywhere. What is the trend with altcoins? Is there opportunity still in that field right there?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Bitcoin is by far the biggest cryptocurrency in the world, like I said, $1 trillion market cap, but not too far behind is Ethereum. It's the second biggest cryptocurrency, and it's probably the second most decentralized as well, definitely the second most valuable. And there are some people that believe that Ethereum has even more room to grow than Bitcoin, and that's the second biggest one. It has almost as many users as Bitcoin, has a huge community. It also has some drawbacks. You know, it's slow and expensive to use right now, because it's this decentralized software that when you add a whole bunch of users to the equation, it becomes clunkier and slower. But they're working on improving it. They've got lots of people working on it. But it's a little bit more, or a lot more, centralized than Bitcoin. Bitcoin doesn't have a CEO. Bitcoin doesn't have a company. It's kind of like... you know, if you've ever heard, you know, if you don't want to use Windows, Microsoft systems for your operating system on your computer, you could use Linux. well, Linux is just like a nonprofit. Anyone can volunteer to help create the product. That's how Bitcoin is. The only people that work on it are volunteers. So exactly. There's no one pulling the strings. 10 years ago, Satoshi Nakamoto just created the protocol, the whole outline of how Bitcoin's supposed to work. And it's been following those rules since then. So Ethereum and all the other altcoins, tons of room for growth, tons, because we're talking about everything in the physical world, all the stocks, all the bonds, all of the commodities, everything is going to be tokenized and put on a blockchain because we've got centralized, selfish banks and people that are, taking advantage of us. And it's going to be better to have a trustless system. When something's decentralized, you don't have to trust a centralized CEO or company. You can just trust that the system works because of the design of it. So there's going to be huge, huge opportunities in altcoins. There are cryptocurrencies based on gold and silver. There are cryptocurrencies based on intellectual property. Pretty much any industry you can think of, like supply chain, stocks, bonds, commodities, video gaming and art are two of the biggest ones right now because they're already virtual. And so it's easy to make it a cryptocurrency related product.
How is it possible that something that you cannot hold in your hand, like gold or silver, something with, as an actual handheld asset, how is it possible that something that is like in the etheric world can hold a value? That's a very, very, very hard concept for many people.
It seems like a hard concept, but it's actually pretty simple. I mean, look at the US dollar. Mm-hmm. It used to be based on gold and silver, and they took away those connections and pegs to that value. So right now, the United States dollar is nothing more than agreement, a promise to pay. And that's exactly what Bitcoin is. Only the difference is with the US dollar, you've got the government and the Federal Reserve System, which basically is a monopoly of banks, private banks, that they get to set the policy of how many dollars there are, and we're all forced to use it. It's like, it's fascism. But it's based on nothing, literally. Exactly. There's no gold, no silver. So you can just burn that paper. It is worthless, except the fact that a bunch of people, millions of people around the world, agree that it has value and they use it for buying and selling. And so Bitcoin is better than the US dollar because it's scarce. It's more scarce. There are only 21 million Bitcoins and there are trillions of dollars that continue to infinitely fly into the system. So the value of dollars continually go down and the value of Bitcoins continually go up. If for whatever reason in the future, people decide that they won't accept Bitcoin and Bitcoin doesn't have value, then it will go down in value. But that's not the trend. What's happening?
I really want to talk about this in an interview
if we have time.
Yeah, sure,
man. The country of El Salvador now made Bitcoin an official legal tender in their country.
Wow.
They're making it so that every business has to accept Bitcoin. Wow. So that onboards millions of users and gives Bitcoin more value. And that's just the first of many countries that will do so.
Sean, I want to go through this a little bit. We're everybody's getting a chance to look at the course, and we're going to have all the links in the description below, everybody. And there is a discount too to get the course, which is already really pretty low as it is. But I want to say, like, for
20% off. All you have to do is put in Bitcoin 20.
Yeah.
For the discount code, you'll get 20% off.
So, these cover the things that people run into. So, like, for example, like me, I went to buy some. Okay. Then I look at it. I'm like, okay, well, now what do I do? So I bought it. I'm like, it's sitting there. It's like I hit there. It says, look at portfolio. And that's what I do. And I don't know what to do after that. And a lot of people, I think, run into the same problem. How do I exchange it? What do I do? How do I redeem it? Do I store it somewhere? You know what I mean? All these talks about these wallets kind of thing like that. Can you talk to us about that? Because I think I think people can get started is what I really gather a lot. But I think
what happens, Jay, is they don't have enough. They don't have enough education.
Right.
They know just enough to get in trouble and get their cryptocurrency stolen. And so it's scary. It's the Wild West, yes. You know, at least with banks, you know, even though I've been talking trash on banks all day long here, at least with a bank, you can call them up and say, someone stole my credit card, help me out. And they will. But with this is the Wild West, you know, you are 100% personally responsible for your own cryptocurrency. So that's empowering, you know, but it's also scary. So you got to make sure you do know the basics of security and so forth. So I created a system of learning crypto. It's the six steps, you know, because there's only so many things you can do with cryptocurrency. First, you have to figure out how to get it. Well, first you have to figure out why you should even have it. Well, you know, what problems does it solve?
Yep.
Then you got to figure out how can you buy it? Because you've got your worthless American dollars or whatever currency you use, and it's losing value every day. And you want to get a hold of this scarce Bitcoin. Well, how the heck do you do it? You have to create a profile at an exchange. You have to verify your identification. You have to move your money from your bank to the exchange. You have to do that transaction where you actually buy the cryptocurrency. And luckily, it's pretty easy to take the first step. You know, these companies like Coinbase is probably the biggest exchange. They make it really easy to buy the cryptocurrency. But then you got to figure out, you know, what's the most secure way to store it? How do you buy stuff with it? How do you send it to other people or other wallets? And ultimately, if it's gone up in value and you want to get some more dollars so you can buy something in the regular economy, then you're going to be able to sell your Bitcoin or crypto and get back, hopefully, even more dollars than you had before. And you can go buy a house or whatever. You know, unbelievable. I've had great, I don't want to call it luck, but I've been blessed with cryptocurrency wealth just in the last couple of weeks. I had a cryptocurrency that went up by 600%.
Oh my
God. And it's been a blessing to our family, you know, because I only risked $500. So if I lost it, then it's like, okay, I can survive. But it went up by quite a bit. And now I have enough money to, you know, do some really important things that my family are trying to do, building a house right now.
That's
so
fantastic, man.
And Sean, like, how does that make you feel?
600%.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you don't get those types of returns in other areas. And there is a high risk in these alternative, these altcoins. Like I said, I was willing to lose the 500, but I was really, really super happy because we're building a house and it's in Brazil. So it's cheap to build a house in Brazil. And the money that I made from this cryptocurrency is going to be able to maybe even build us a swimming pool in the back.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's exciting.
Sean, that's great. You know, it is so awesome to know that the possibility exists right now. And that's the really cool thing I want to really stress to people is that the possibility really does exist because we're seeing it. We probably, most of us know people that have really experienced some great runs, just like Sean says, really got blessed with the crypto by knowing what they were doing.
You can lose money. You know, I don't want to act like this is a get rich quick scheme because it's better to take things slowly and methodically and keep learning and learning and learning. Now, Bitcoin, I actually think is very low risk over the long term. If you're willing to hold it for years, it's almost guaranteed to go up, in my opinion. But with these altcoins, it's very volatile. But like I said, you can dip your toe in it. If you're willing to lose the money, then you do have very high possibility of
have a great gain there.
Yeah, you can have really high returns that you generally can't get in other assets. So it's a huge opportunity. In fact, people are quitting their jobs right now. This is unbelievable. The last month, we had 4 million Americans quit their jobs. The month before that, there were another 4 million quit their jobs. Now, a lot of them, they don't want to take the vaccine and there are lots of other issues. But there was actually a significant percentage of people who were polled who said they quit their job because of cryptocurrency wealth freedom.
Man, that's fantastic.
That is blowing my mind.
I know, man. And I'm
telling you, that is just unbelievable that some people are, you know, maybe putting a couple thousand in a cryptocurrency and it goes up by 100 times. All of a sudden, they're millionaires and they just quit their jobs. It is happening right now. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Sean, for somebody who's just starting out, would you recommend, let's say they have $1,000 or $100, would you say, and they're just starting out, they're going to, let's say they're taking your course, but the altcoins are, they're open to the idea, but still a little nervous. From your point of view, for a newbie, would you suggest to them to put the money and just let it sit in Bitcoin, or to spread their wings a little and to maybe try the altcoins?
I think the most important thing is to learn and experiment and to start out slowly. Don't start out by emptying your retirement account and putting it all in Bitcoin. You know, it's better. Take the $100 rounds, right? You know, take the course, take the $100 and learn how to do every step of the process. Learn how to buy the Bitcoin, learn how to send it, learn how to store it, learn how to spend it, learn how to redeem it again for dollars or whatever currency you use. That's what you should be doing to start out, is learning, because it's better to make a mistake with $100 than to make a mistake with a higher amount. Then just keep learning, because you are going to have to do your own due diligence and find out about the opportunities. Because look at what happened just a couple of weeks ago. Mark Zuckerberg announced the metaverse, that his whole company is gearing towards the virtual reality. And I made a whole mini documentary about that. And there's some good things about that, and there are many bad things about that. Nevertheless, there were cryptocurrencies related to the metaverse that most people had never heard of, and they went up by thousands and thousands of percent overnight. So, you know, you do your own research, you find your own opportunity. Each one of you has your own skills. If you are in the entertainment industry, you should be researching intellectual property cryptocurrencies, because you understand intellectual property. So that's my advice.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And the art of it's going to be is find out, do your own due diligence. But once you've done your due diligence, is you know what to do with it. You know, we say this before, is that the definition of luck is when preparation and opportunity meet. Okay. So the opportunities are going to arise, but you have to be prepared. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes. Luckily, I have had my cryptocurrency stolen one time. It was about $200 worth of cryptocurrency. So I made the mistake. I left my cryptocurrency on a low trust exchange, and then they got hacked and my money was stolen. I knew that was a possibility the whole time, but there were a lot of fees taking the money off the exchange. And I thought, well, it's only $200. If it gets stolen, then I'm only out $200. And that's exactly what happened. Other than that, I haven't had a lot of bad experiences, but some of my regrets have to do with not holding the cryptocurrency and selling it and spending it. Yes. I was getting paid in Ethereum for this company that I worked for back when Ethereum was worth $300 and $600. Now it's worth $5,000. Mm-hmm. So, I could have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of profits if I would have just kept that instead of spending it all the time and redeeming it for dollars.
I got you.
Same thing with Bitcoin. Last year, I had almost one Bitcoin, or about a year or two ago, and I sold it right before it boosted up. You know, once again, I would have had, you know, around $55,000 right now if I wouldn't have sold. So I keep learning from my mistake. Okay, Sean, you got to buy and you got to hold. You know, it's like, it's your savings account. It's for years, not for months. It's a store of value. So I have to keep learning those lessons.
Sean, a lot of people have fears of exactly what you just said, leaving them on the exchange. Or the other question is, do I use a wallet like Exodus Online, or do I invest in an offline wallet?
You got a physical hard wallet.
Which one?
I actually have one right here. Actually, to be honest, if you're using, I know I just told the story of how my $200 was stolen, but it was a really low trust, small exchange. Now, if you use an exchange that's really big, like Coinbase, and they have a lot of insurance and so forth, it's a very low probability that your money will ever get hacked or stolen. So if you have a low amount there, it's probably no big deal. But if you have any amount of consequence, I highly recommend a cold wallet. This means that your wallet is disconnected from the internet. Okay, so this is just a way of interacting with your wallet. You plug this into your computer and you enter your password and everything, and it provides a couple layers of security. This thing, you can get a cold wallet for like $50 to $200 usually.
Is that a Nano that you have?
And you know,
no, this is a Trezor.
Trezor.
This, there are two major companies, and you named the second one, but this is the other really big one.
And your course will teach people how to bring their data, their keys, if you would. People say, I lost my keys. They'll bring their keys right. And transfer onto that wallet for them. That'll help with that.
Yeah, this protects your private keys. And basically, Trezor gives you it's a passphrase. So you have like a series of words that you have to save. So it's very similar to storing gold or silver in a safe, only instead of storing, you don't store your private keys. You don't even store this. You store the piece of paper with the words on that give you access to your account. So it's called a paper wallet. This is a way to make sure that no one has access to your private keys. You never want to take a picture of your private passphrase, because then a hacker can look in your email, can look on your computer hard drive, and can find that picture of your password and be able to access your Bitcoin. So it's very, very similar actually to storing gold or silver offline in a safe somewhere. You could have your lawyer hold it. You could hold it with a third party, but it's a piece of paper, ideally a piece of paper with that passphrase written down. Believe it or not, as weird as that sounds, that's the most secure way
to hold it.
Well, once again, big responsibility on your part to not lose that piece of paper. It's better to have maybe, like, I have my parents in Pennsylvania. They have a piece of paper there, that I keep secure with them. So if I lose my paper, then it's still with someone I trust. So we talk about all of this in the course, the step-by-step instruction.
And I'm telling you, I really appreciate, again, I can't stress enough to everybody, your ability to be able to break things down is unprecedented. It's quite the gift. It really is. And I want to say, wow, if anybody's radar is crypto, I mean, if crypto's on your radar, I mean, we are entering the back end of the year. For those watching the time capsule, it is December 2021, but whatever. if you still watch this video and this is on your radar, make sure you know what you're doing for real. Before you just say, let me go and buy stuff and do this, it's better to do that. Get in there. There's going to be the link in the description below. There's going to be a discount code in addition to that link below. So it'll be an Ascended Master store. You'll get all the links right there, but do check it out. Also too, if you got those, and this is a big thing I want to really talk about, because this is the future right now. If you've got college kids or people that are grown and they are in their, what are called their accumulation years, their wealth accumulation years, this could be a fantastic gift for them right now during the holiday season to really give them the ability and the gift of learning how to really create wealth at a very early stage in their life. You're right.
Absolutely. And you know what the truth is, Sean? It's in the back of everybody's mind. I don't care where you are, where you live, what your age is, what your ethnicity, your background, anything. It's in the back of your mind. You know, and it's a little thing to, you got to learn it. And you're like, damn, I don't want to do it. But you got to do it.
It's just like back in the day when email came out and everyone had to learn how to type. And that was painful for a lot of people, right?
Yes.
So, but look at the people who refuse to learn email. Yeah. They're left behind completely. Yeah. It's the same thing with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. If you don't learn it, then you're going to get left behind.
Yes.
And so that's kind of scary.
Sean, have you thought about, never had this conversation with you before, I just thought about it now for my own purpose. Have you thought about having any type of courses or class afterwards as a follow-up for people that literally, you know, you could have on a weekly or monthly or something to help people stay educated and in the vibe of the cryptocurrency world.
Yeah, there's a lot to stay updated on. Mm-hmm. So for people who take the beginner course and you liked it and you have a foundation and you want to go deeper, just contact Jay and April and they will maybe create like a mastermind. We can all get together.
Yeah, you guys, there's no secret here, everybody. April and I, this last year, have really been out there trying to work with you all and share with you. And we're very blessed that you do take the time to watch us, but really share with you the energetic value of really creating prosperity for yourself. I mean, whatever has to happen. So here's just another prime example and a real example of how, again, you can really change the game for yourself. Possibly, it really is right there. Mm-hmm. The links will be in the description below. The discount codes will be in the description below. So just do yourself a favor. If it's on your mind right now,
and you know it is,
and you're ready to put money into something, do yourself a favor and figure out what you're doing, because don't mess it up, for real. It sucks. And believe me, we've heard those stories before. So again, thank you everybody for hanging out with us. Sean, again, thank you, brother, for doing this really for everybody. We really mm-hmm. do. This is a real service. I can't stress the service that you're providing here. So much love and thank you. Bless you for doing this. Thank you, everybody, as always, for hanging out with us, as you always do. And cheers to your success.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your beautiful crypto dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called the Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless, Patriots worldwide. Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course, because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go, I got a voice out there, it's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in, and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you, so you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay, you can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.